I'm Walter Parker, and I'm in VPR Stetson Studio One with Trio Sephardi. You can hear Tuning Up in the background. Trio Sephardi is Susan Gaeta, vocals, guitar, and percussion, Howard Bass, lute and guitar, and Tina Chansey playing bowed strings primarily, and they all do backup vocals with Susan Gaeta lead vocal. They will be touring the area with a program of traditional Sephardic Jewish music, opening tonight at Middlebury's Town Hall Theater at 7:30, with subsequent stops in Brookfield, Brattleboro, and Burlington. During the week, you can find all the details at vpr.org/classical. If you scroll down to Trio Sephardi Live, they'd like to begin with a sample of the living Sephardic tradition, music by a 95-year-old national, what's the title she has? A National Heritage Fellow, whose name they will give us after we hear it. This is Trio Sephardi Live.
Yohanino tuhanina, mos tomare mos los dos, los hijitos que nos nacen como la luna y el sol, los hijitos que nos nacen como la
Trio Sephardi live here on VPR Classical this morning, performing a courtship song by a living composer in the Sephardic tradition, and we'll learn her name in a moment. She's a National Heritage Fellow.
Yes, and her name is Flori Jagoda.
Say her name again.
Flori Jagoda.
Flori
Jagoda.
Jagoda?
Ja.
Jagoda.
Yep.
Flori Jagoda, she's 95 or so?
She is.
And where is she living these days?
She's living in Alexandria, Virginia, which is where she's been living for, 30 years, 40 years?
Or more. She's been in this country for 70 years.
Where's she from originally?
She's originally from, born in Sarajevo, and moved and lived, spent some time in a village outside of Sarajevo called Vlasenica.
That's the voice of Susan Gaeta, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist, Tina Chansey, playing bowed strings, is with us, as well as Howard Bass, who plays lute and guitar in Trio Sephardi. How long have you been together as a trio?
Almost 10 years.
And what drew you to the Sephardic tradition?
Well, I think we all have to say that differently for each of us. Susan, what about you?
Well, I was living in Buenos Aires in Argentina, and I came back at the end, the early 90s, and I met Flori Jagoda and her family. Flori has been performing and traveling all over the world. She's quite a prolific composer. She brought a lot of Sephardic music to the Washington, D.C. area. So I actually met Flori. It was very interesting. There was a huge concert honoring her in Washington, D.C., and her children, who had performed with her and traveled with her as accompanists, asked me to perform her parts with them as a surprise for her at this concert. So I met Flori kind of being Flori with her kids, which was a little stressful. And when she heard me sing with them, she said, "You really need to continue singing this music." So we went on to work together. We participated in the Master Apprenticeship Program at the Virginia Humanities when Flori became a National Heritage Fellow in 2002. So that this program is where a master artist takes on an apprentice. So I was her apprentice in 2002. So,
Howard?
I was first introduced to Sephardic music through a Boston-based group called Voice of the Turtle. And we were at Pinewoods Camp in Massachusetts for the Early Music Week. And they asked me to play some songs with them at the staff concert. And I said, "Well, I don't know anything about this Sephardic music." And they said, "Don't worry, you'll get it." And sure enough,
I got it.
And then a couple of years later, I started a group with some other folks called, the group was called La Rondinella, which Tina joined after the first year or so. Mm-hmm. One of our first concerts, Flori Jagoda came, and because she was so delighted that somebody else in the Washington area was doing Sephardic music. And she came up afterwards, and after correcting me on several facts that I got wrong, she asked if we'd like to learn some of her songs, and we, of course, said yes. And we learned at least half a dozen or so, which we recorded on our second CD. Then fast forward a bit to the mid-90s or so, Flori had a small stroke, and it limited her dexterity with her fingers. She was playing guitar, and she had also played accordion, which was a very important instrument to her. And she asked me if I'd be interested in becoming her accompanist. And that was an offer I couldn't refuse. And before long, I was accompanying her in public, and then Susan joined us, and we were traveling extensively as the Flori Jagoda Trio. And then in 2010, we formed this group, Trio Sephardi, to not just to continue Flori's work, but also to expand the repertoire to other Sephardic traditions.
Well, Tina, now in the interest of full disclosure, you yes. and I go back a long way. We both were at New York University together in grad school.
Yes.
Back in the Jurassic period, was it?
No, it was medieval music we were studying, not Jurassic. But yeah, I lived in New York for 10 years after that. I don't know when you came here.
I came to Vermont in 84.
Ah, okay. I went to Washington in 1980, and I played with the Folger Consort. And the Folger Consort is always looking for interesting repertoire and did some of Flori's songs, and she came and was delighted. And I had gotten interested in Sephardic music before that because I played with a group called the Western Wind, which does Sephardic music as part of their Hanukkah program, and they have a Pesach program too.
They just had their fall workshop in Woodstock, Vermont.
Yes.
This past weekend.
Uh-huh. Well, we were all a little younger when we did that. And so I'm on a few of their recordings, and I just thought it was a wonderful repertoire, so that when Howard asked me to join La Rondinella, I thought it was a great idea. And then I would play occasionally. My late husband, Scott Rice, and I would play occasionally with the whole big band when Flori got together and got a lot of people.
Well, can you briefly summarize a little bit of who are the Sephardic Jews and where have they been and so forth.
Howard is our best
They're looking at me.
For that.
The Sephardic Jews are the Jews of Spain. Jews lived in Spain from Roman times, possibly even earlier. Some people think back as far as 600 BC or thereabouts after the destruction of the first temple in Jerusalem. But it's known for sure that by Roman times there were Jews in Spain, and they lived there for 15 centuries, through good times and bad. After the Moorish invasion of 711, things started to go better, I would say, overall for Jews in Spain. But by the 13th or 14th century, there began to become, well, as the Spaniards reconquered the Iberian Peninsula, the Jews began to suffer more and more discrimination, anti-Semitism. And by 1492, when the Jews, when the Spaniards under Ferdinand and Isabella finally destroyed the last remnants of Moorish culture in Spain at the Battle of Granada, they issued an edict of expulsion saying that all Jews must leave Spain or convert to Catholicism.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
And they had 3 months. They could take almost nothing with them. And they, in the thousands, numbers unknown, possibly tens of thousands, may, some people say hundreds of thousands, they left Spain. They resettled. Some went north into England and to the Low Countries. Some went directly to North Africa, where they established communities in Tunisia and Morocco. But the majority went east in the eastern Mediterranean, throughout the southern coast of Europe, but especially to the Ottoman Empire, where they were welcomed and settled in big numbers in present-day Turkey and throughout the Balkans. And those communities flourished throughout the for 500 years until, as Florey Jugoda says, the madness of World War II, when most of those communities, especially the ones in the Balkans, were destroyed.
And the language that you'll be singing in that they spoke, is this Ladino?
Yes, Ladino is, or Judeo-Espanol, is a Spanish language, a Jewish Spanish language, hundreds of years old. And it is written in Rashi script. It's written in Hebrew letters, like Yiddish. And it's the, but it's the Jewish language of the Jews from Spain. So people listening, if they understand Spanish, may understand a lot of the words that we're saying. But it's a mixture of Hebrew, and
sometimes Turkish,
depending on where they settled.
Dialect, yeah.
Right, so as the Sephardim settled in different places, they took on the rhythms, the culture, and some of the melodies there, and then used their Ladino language to continue singing.
And when you hear some of the words that we use in the songs, if you understand Spanish, you may notice some differences. For example, cheese in Spanish is queso, but we pronounce it
Quezu. But UNESCO declared Ladino as a dying language, so part of our mission to keep a language alive is through music.
So. Well, speaking of music, let's hear some more. Now, are you going to introduce these pieces?
We'll introduce them and give a paraphrase of the text so people know what's going on.
All right. While you go back to your instruments there, I'll remind everyone that we are listening to Trio Sephardi. Susan Gaeta, who is lead vocals, also guitar and percussion, Howard Bass playing guitar and lute, and Tina Chansey playing bowed strings. And they will be taking this program of Sephardic Jewish music to Middlebury's Town Hall Theater tonight at 7:30, on Thursday at 7 at Old Town Hall in Brookfield, Vermont, Saturday at 7:30 at the Brattleboro Museum and Arts Center, and Sunday at 4 at Congregation Ruach HaMakom in Burlington. You can get those details at vpr.org/classical. Just scroll down for Trio Sephardi Live. Here they are.
The first piece we'd like to play is called Avraham, and we've just finished the Jewish New Year. And one of the important stories of this time is the sacrifice of Isaac. So this is a song that Florey taught us, and it's about Abraham sacrificing his son. And when they get to the mountain, the son says, "Father, Señor Padre, we have el leño y el fuego, we have the wood and the fire, but where is the carnero? Where is the lamb?" So Florey wrote two verses in this, and Howard decided that we needed to end the story, and he wrote the third verse, which talks about God sending the lamb. Abraham kisho sanctificar a su figlio e sua alma atada con sua alma lo incorono con legnus e su fuego corona
that I'm playing is called a viola da gamba. It's basically a fiddle of the gams. It's a bowed guitar in that it's got six strings, it's got frets, but it looks a lot more like a cello. And you hold the bow with the fingers on the hair, kind of like chopsticks. And this was an instrument that was popular from about 1450 and then until about 1750, 1800, then it kind of had a little lull during the orchestral heyday, and it's popular now too.
So we'd like to do a piece that's a very important piece that Flori wrote, one of her signature pieces called La Llave de España, or The Key from Spain. And there's a story that when the Jews were expelled in 1492, that they took the key from their homes with them in hopes of being able to return someday. And if you go into a Sephardic home, you may find an old key hanging on the wall as a symbol of that. So this song speaks about where is the key? ¿Dónde está la llave? That was in the cajón, that was in the drawer, that was our nonus, our grandparents, through Sharon, that they brought it, con grande dolor, with great pain, y grande amor, and with great love, to pass on to their fijos, their children, and to their nietos, their grandchildren, to remember nuestra casa de España, our house from Spain. ¿Dónde está la llave que estaba en cajón? ¿Dónde está la llave que estaba en cajón? Mis nonos la trujeron con grande dolor de su casa de España, de España, de su casa de España, de España. Estaba en cajón, mis nonos la trujeron con grande amor. Dijeron a los fijos, esto es el corazón de nuestra casa de España, de España. Nuestra casa de España, de España. La llave que estaba en cajón, mis nonos la trujeron con grande amor, la dieron a los nietos a meter al cajón, muestra llave de España, de España, muestra llave de España.
So that was La Llave de España
by Flory Jagoda. The use of instruments in Sephardic music is kind of an interesting question in a way. A lot of people will tell you that these songs were always sung unaccompanied, the traditional songs, mainly by women. In fact, that part is true. There was a whole repertoire that was sung by women, more than likely made by women. Songs were made by women and passed along through the generations. And that's certainly true of Flory, who learned a lot of songs from her nona, her grandmother, in the village of La Sanitza. But when instruments were available, people certainly played them. Now, as far as we know, as far as anyone knows, there were never any pieces written as instrumentals.
But we borrow.
Nevertheless, we have always made it a part of our programs, our performances, to play at least a few songs instrumentally and to give our audiences a chance to hear the instruments by themselves without the voice. So we're going to do a little medley, Tina and I, and Susan will help us on the drum, a medley of songs. The first one comes from Izmir, formerly known as Smyrna, on the coast of Turkey. It's called Yo Era Niña de Casa Alta. I was a girl from a very wealthy home, but I was brought low by my love of a man. The second one comes from Thessaloniki, formerly known as Salonika, which was a very major Jewish center for many centuries up until the mid-20th century. Salonika was also known as the Jerusalem of the North, and that's called Morikos Mis Morikos. And the third one comes from both the Balkans and North Africa. It's called Esther Rachel.
The instrument I'm playing is called a kimanche, or a Pontic lira. It was played in Turkey and Greece.
And I'm playing the lute, which is played everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And it's a dialogue between mother and daughter, as often happens over the breakfast table.
La comida la mañana, in the morning, I traigo the food. I bring the food. And in the afternoon, I bring it back. Mi madre la sepa, she knows. Quiero te esposar, I want to marry.
In the morning, 1 hour, I sit by la ventana, the window. En otra hora en el balcón. Another hour in the balcony. Mi madre la sepa, she knows, I have much love to give. Tengo mucho amor.
Yes, I know you do, but don't just give your love away. Because in the past, I made love with your father. But, you know, it was for love, and it didn't bring me sorrow.
Sephardi, Trio Sephardi live here on VPR Classical. Trio Sephardi is Susan Gaeta, lead vocals, guitar and percussion, Howard Bass, guitar and lute, and Tina Chansey playing bowed strings.
Including viola da gamba, the Rebec, Renaissance violin, and kimosh.
And they will be taking this program. Do you have a name for this program?
A concert Fred? Of oh. Sephardic songs.
Ah,
how original!
Nice generic title.
But we do have somewhat clever names, I think, of the sections of the program. The first one is called "Roots of Sephardic Culture," okay. And that's where we talk about the Jewish component and the Spanish component. It includes a song called "A Ti España," which expresses the love that the Jews felt for Spain and for the Spanish language, even after the exile. Then we have Roots of Diaspora. So we do some songs that have very specific origins that we can trace through the lyrics or where, for example, a folklorist or a musicologist may have collected those songs. And then in the second half of the concert, we do secular love songs. That section is called The Chains and Pains of Love.
Oh.
And then we end with celebrations.
And this program by Trio Sephardi will be given tonight at 7:30 at Middlebury's Town Hall Theater, Thursday at 7 at Old Town Hall in Brookfield, Vermont, Saturday at 7:30 at the Brattleboro Museum and Art Center, and Sunday at Congregation Ruach HaMakom in Burlington. And you can get those details at triosephardi.com. Sephardi, they spell S-E-F-A-R-D-I.
Yes.
Not with a P-H.
One of those possible spellings, yeah.
And that's triosephardi.com, or you can find it all linked to from our website, vpr.org/classical. And so we're going to hear more music in just a moment.
We are. You know, it's interesting that we're doing this repertoire on a classical program because it's classical Sephardic music, but a lot of people might look at it as folk music.
Or as early music.
As the early music, yes. And actually, I came to it through an early music tradition, and you did too,
as
Howard.
As did I, yes.
Yes, but Susan, whose background is more jazz.
Folk jazz.
Folk jazz, yeah.
Yeah.
Came to it differently.
Well, I came through it through the language, being fluent in Spanish after living in Argentina, being Jewish, kind of brought together a lot of elements for me, plus loving Sephardic music.
Yeah.
Well, aside from the National Heritage Fellow, Flori Jagoda.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from her, is there a living Sephardic tradition of music?
Actually, it's pretty healthy these days. People are taking Sephardic tunes from people still alive, like Ike Osoze, who is a Sephardic musician who's now in Seattle. And they're doing the music in all sorts of different ways, influenced by all sorts of different traditions, including Susan, who is in another group called Manouche that is taking Sephardic music in new directions.
Well, I'm a master artist at the Virginia Humanities now, as Flori was with me. Now, I'm a master artist, and I've just finished an apprenticeship with Gina Sobel, who is a really virtuoso instrumentalist, basically jazz flute and other things. So we've formed a band called Manouche, and we've brought in a tabla player, Kevin Johnson from Richmond. We've brought in Trevor Peach, who plays acoustic bass and electric bass. There's saxophone, flute. It's like a Sephardic fusion, but the mission is to just continue the music. It's Flori's mission. It's my mission. So
it's
Gina
as
an apprentice in the Trio Sephardi. Uh-huh. It's another branch of continuing the music in a more contemporary way. So we're doing mostly Flori Jagoda's repertoire, but in a very interesting way.
And on the other hand, we're starting to branch out and do a number of different Sephardic traditions.
Well, you said continue the music. I think we should do that right now because we want to make sure we have a chance to get it all in.
Okay.
So we're going to hear another set of four that you'll introduce from In Place. All right, as you go back to your instruments, I'll remind people they're listening to Trio Sephardi live on VPR Classical. They are, once again, Susan Gaeta, lead vocals, guitar and percussion, Howard Bass playing guitar and lute, Tina Chansey playing a variety of bowed string instruments, and their concert tonight is at 7:30 at Middlebury's Town Hall Theater. Get all the details at vpr.org/classical. I'm Walter Parker. You're listening to live music on VPR Classical this morning. Here, once again, Trio Sephardi.
We're going to play next a song called Avridme Galanika, which, as far as we know, comes from Salonika, Thessaloniki. And it's another one of these dialogue songs, which are fairly common, so and typically are often a dialogue between a young man and a young woman. Avridme Galanika, open the door, my lovely girl, que ya va amanecer, for dawn is almost here. La noche yo no duermo. I didn't sleep all night pensando en vos, thinking of you.
And she says, mi padre está medando, my father's reading. Mos oyera, he will hear us.
And so he says, put out the light so that he will go to sleep.
And she says, mi madre está cosiendo, my mother's sewing. Mos oyera, she will hear us.
But you could hide her needle, and then she'll lie down.
But mi hermano está escribiendo, my brother is writing. Mos oyera, he will hear us.
So hide his pen, and he'll go to sleep.
And now we'd like to do a piece that we learned from Ike Assose. Did we not, Howard?
We did. We did. Ike Assose was born in Seattle of Turkish Jewish parents. And he grew up hearing these songs at parties that his parents had at their house on Saturday nights. All the local Sephardic community would come over and sing and dance and play music and eat and drink.
Sounds probably good to me.
Probably Slivovica. And this is a song that comes from Istanbul. It's called Los Caminos de Serkeci. Serkeci is a district in Istanbul near the sea, and the streets are very sandy, and lovers would go there and walk around and court and such. And it starts off great, and then they go to have a beer and some soda and have words of ice. And at the end he says, your father promised me all this stuff. He promised me fields and vineyards. But now, as a result of this falling out, I wouldn't have you for a sink stopper.
Tapón de pila.
Which seems to be a terrible insult.
No.
caminos de Sergachi soñados de arena. Los caminos de Sergachi senderos de arena. Yo voy a pasar y tornar por ver a ti, morena. Yo voy a pasar y tornar por ver a ti, morena.
La Capera. We have just again finished the Jewish High Holidays, and this is a story that Flori wrote about living in the village of Lasenitsa, and on the morning of Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year for Jews, it's a day of fasting, it's a day of atonement, her nonu, her grandfather, would come down to the children's room a las cinco de la mañana, 5 a.m, to wave a chicken around their heads to take away their sins, called La Capera. And she would say, Déjame a dormir, let me sleep. No quiero levantar, I don't want to wake up. Déjame dormir, let me sleep. El Dios, God, me va a perdonar. God will forgive me.
Cinco de la mañana, gallo está gritando, a todos despertando. Déjame dormir, no me quiero levantar. Déjame dormir, que Dios me va a perdonar. Déjame dormir, no me quiero levantar. Déjame dormir, que Dios me va a perdonar. Ay. Fazieron las burequitas, todas las están comiendo, el raquí están viviendo. Déjame dormir, no me quiero matar. Déjame dormir, que Dios me va a perdonar. Déjame dormir, no me quiero matar. Déjame dormir, Dios me va a perdonar. Ay.
piece, and this is about Flory's aunts, her tías.
Flory, in the village of Lasanitsa, if she couldn't go home for some reason, she could always go to an aunt's house, her tías. And the Sephardic names for the women were beautiful. Tía Mazalta, Mazal, is a word for luck in Hebrew. Gracia, for grace. Tía Luna, the moon. Tía Safira. And Paloma, the dove. And this is a celebration of the Altarat's family, Flory's family in Vlasenetsu, who were completely destroyed, murdered during the war. And she sings this song to celebrate their memory. And that every holiday she'd go to a different house for Hanukkah. And they would go for the dia de Haggadah, or Passover. And then a dia for Sukkot, which we've just also finished, another Jewish holiday, to a different aunt's house. This is a very Balkan song, yeah. One of her signature songs as well.
Trio Sephardi, live on VPR Classical this morning. Trio Sephardi is Susan Gaeta, lead vocals, guitar and percussion, Howard Bass, lute and guitar, and Tina Chansey, playing bowed strings and percussion as well.
And singing a little bit, though Susan's the
background music. Vocals, yes. As well. Thank you all very much for joining us today, bringing this beautiful music and this tradition that is not heard that often these days.
You know, in early music, you don't really get a chance to do many living traditions. So
well, good luck with continuing it. We have just a moment here. Let me reiterate where people can hear you tonight at 7:30 at Middlebury's Town Hall Theater, Thursday at 7 at Old Town Hall in Brookfield, Vermont, Saturday at 7:30 at the Brattleboro Museum and Arts Center, and Sunday at 4 at Congregation Ruach HaMakom in Burlington. And you, excuse me, you have a stop in Massachusetts along the way as well, I believe.
I was going to mention, I don't know if your signal goes all the way down to Northampton, Massachusetts, but
close.
It's within striking distance. We'll be on Friday night. We'll be at Click Workspace, which is on Market Street in Northampton at 7 p.m. It's called Click, and you can get tickets through Eventbrite or at the door.
And that's Friday evening.
Friday evening.
And you can get all this information at triosefardi.com, S-E-F-A-R-D-I, triosefardi.com, or link to it from our website, vpr.org/classical. Look for Trio Sephardi Live.
And we've got to say, if people would like our music but can't get to their concerts, we do have a few CDs, for example, three, and they're available on CD Baby.
And you can find out about those on your website,
triosephardi.com. Yes, it's true.
And lots more information about Florijagoda, and including a rather new program for us called La Nonna Canta, The Remarkable Life of Flory Jagoda, The Grandmother Sings. It includes filmed interviews with Flory, live music from the trio, and various other
stuff.
Elements. And it's supported by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum.
Well, thank you once again, Trio Sephardi. I'm Walter Parker. You've been listening to live music on VPR Classical this morning. Our sound engineer was John Billingsley. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Walter.
It is now 11:57.